Brands. Distributed and marketed by Gurak Zambia Limited. Quality that's forever.
Hello Zambia, alimi, ndino konzeka kugwira nshito ndi mphamvu munyengo ya ulimi wachaka chino. Abwenzi anu a ETG Inputs Zambia ndio okondwera kukuziwisani kuti program ija ya FISIP e-voucher yayamba kugwira nshito sopano. Ndi FISIP e-voucher muta kugwirisa nshito kugula zipangizo za ulimi ndi zina zotere monga mbeu ya chimanga cha Falcon, petereza wa mbeu wa pansi ndi pamwamba, mankhwala yoteteza tizirombo komanso kugulisa mbeu zanu mwamphamvu. Ndiponso zipangizo za ulimi zomwe mutha kugwirisa nchito polima mbeu zanu. Zonse zomwe mufuna zipezeka mmalo amodzi. ETG abwenzi anu odalirika opeza phindu mu ulimi. Fikani ku mastoro ya ETG kulikonse mziko lino yathu ya Zambia ndi Famarama Depot. Lelo gwirisani nchito FISIP e-voucher. Imbani ramya pa +260 761 04 6627.
We believe in Zambia's growth. We believe in families like the Cortas. Up at sunrise, ready to face each day. We believe in Mwabe, who sees a bright future in the digital world, in Masuzio's new law firm, and in Richard Tembo, ready to own his family home. Every first step counts. We believe in James Monga's growing agro dealership, in our homegrown businesses, big and small, in transportation, in construction, in mining, in manufacturing, in the energy sector. Every account, every transaction, every loan, every digital service. It's the strength of every Zambian who strives to keep growing. Stanbic Bank, let's keep growing.
This time check is brought to you by Stanbic Bank.
Back to life, back to reality.
The main news bulletin on Phoenix FM is brought to you by Absa Bank Zambia PLC. Your story matters. Absa.
We're now only 1 million na Absa. Play your cards right, Muntu Andy, and you could win big. Simply tap or swipe any of your Absa cards 5 times in a month, and you could be one of 10 lucky winners to take home and achieve 10 fin in monthly prizes, or walk away with a grand prize of 250,000 kwacha. Jaliro ku, and you cannot afford to not get lucky. Use your Absa card to enter the draw. Terms and conditions apply. Your story matters. Absa.
Government pays 6.1 billion to farmers. Zambia gets to get $1.1 billion oil refinery investment. In global news, Eswatini confirms receiving $5.1 million from the U.S. for accepting deportees. Good evening and welcome to the Phoenix FM main news. My name is Constance Mazina Mwinga. Government has disclosed that over 6.1 billion has so far been paid to farmers who supplied maize to the Food Reserve Agency, FRA, during this year's crop marketing season. Agriculture Minister Ruben Mutolo says out of the total amount paid, over 4.8 billion kwacha has gone directly to farmers, while 1.2 billion kwacha has covered auxiliary costs, which include transport and lodging, among others. In a ministerial statement to Parliament this afternoon, Mr. Mutolo assured that government remains committed to paying the outstanding amounts to farmers and is looking for suitable financial mechanisms to ensure the backlog is cleared within a reasonable time frame. He, however, says no deadline will be attached to the payment of the outstanding amounts other than commitment to settling the debts once funds are available. Mr. Mutolo says currently government is owing farmers over 6.4 billion, which he reaffirms will be cleared soon.
we have paid 1,276,991,425 in auxiliary costs, related costs, transport, loaders, grain bags, and others, bringing the total amount paid out as at now 6,159,350,000. It is important to note that government is making arrangements for the balance to be paid until the last farmer is paid. But government remains committed to pay the outstanding payments to farmers.
The Zambia Development Agency, ZDA, has handed over an investment license to China Zambia Petrochemical Energy Corporation Limited for the establishment of a $1.1 billion oil refinery in Ndola. Speaking during the handover ceremony in Lusaka this afternoon, ZDA Director General Albert Halompa has disclosed that the project will process 3 million tons of crude oil per annum, equivalent to about 60,000 barrels per day, satisfying Zambia's current fuel demand and creating scope for future exports. Mr. Halompa says the refinery will be a game changer for Zambia's industrialization journey, aligning with government's objectives for cost-effective energy independence.
As Zambia Development Agency, we're very excited and delighted that we've reached this milestone, that such a very important company is now achieving these milestones, almost beginning to actualize. This simply signifies the high investment confidence that is currently obtaining in Zambia. And we want to thank His Excellency, Mr. Hakainde Hichilema, President of the Republic of Zambia, for taking the lead in terms of promoting trade and investment. As such, we are seeing a number of investments coming into the country, including this iconic project.
And Industrial Development Corporation, IDC Chief Executive Officer Conwell Malaya, is optimistic that the landmark project will unlock new opportunities for inclusive growth.
We are very happy to partner with him on this project as well, in the provision of our part of the agreement as the IDC and obviously Zambia. Today, after all the preliminary agreements, we have reached a stage where we are receiving the investment certificate. And what it signals now is that the project has gone from pre-agreement stages towards implementation. So it's a landmark agreement for us. The investment certificate then opens up a number of incentives and also allows us to move towards finalizing and closing the agreement that we need to implement it in the timeline that we have agreed.
Meanwhile, Fujian Zhang Xin Corporation President Huang Taiming says the project set to begin this month will drive growth across the country and region, going beyond its Ndola location. In more news, the Zambia-China Friendship Association says the visit to Zambia by the Premier of the People's Republic of China, Mr. Li Zhang, signals a further strengthening of Zambia-China bilateral relations and presents the two nations as an opportunity to explore how they can work together to find a permanent solution to Zambia's developmental challenges. In a statement, Association Secretary General Frederick Mutesa notes that Premier Li's visit comes at a critical time for Zambia, as the country grapples with climate change-induced electricity crisis and other development hurdles. Dr. Mutesa has highlighted the significant increase in cooperation between Zambia and China since President Hakainde Hichilema took office in 2021, citing notable areas such as infrastructure development, energy manufacturing, mining, agriculture, health, trade, and skills transfer. He says the association hails the visit as a major milestone in the comprehensive strategic and cooperative partnership between the two countries, and is confident that it will consolidate existing ties, explore new areas of cooperation, and give impetus to ongoing projects. Premier Li will undertake an official visit to Zambia from 19th to 20th November 2025 at the invitation of President Hichilema, and will hold bilateral talks with the head of state, focusing on enhancing cooperation in key areas such as trade and investment, transport and logistics, energy, mining, agriculture, and technology. The Drug Enforcement Commission, DEC, has arrested five people for drug trafficking offenses.